Okay, it's running.
All right, thank you. Good morning. I'd like to call the 7th Osage Nation Congress to order. It is September 27th, 2021, day 18 of our CJO session. Woman Shaw, would you pray for us this morning?
Yes, Speaker, thank you so much for asking. Please bow your heads. Father, we come to you on this beautiful day, thanking you for everything that you've given us, Lord. Thank you for the blessings that you bestow upon this nation and to the people of this nation. Lord, there are many families who are experiencing loss at this time. Lord, just please touch them in a way that only you can and help them through these difficult days, Lord. Please protect our children, our elders, all those who have served and are currently serving, Lord. And we ask you to be present as we move throughout this day and take care of the business of the Osage Nation. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Roll call, please.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Present.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Rebard.
Here.
Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congresswoman Stabler.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congressman Walker.
Here.
Speaker Pratt.
That's you.
Assistant Chief Redcorn.
Present.
Okay, we have a quorum. Next is approval of the journal. Please review the journal for September 25th.
Speaker, this is Reva.
Yes, second speaker, go ahead.
Yes, thank you. On page 2, under the reports of standing committees with the Committee on Education, it says that I'm the chair.
Why does that say that? I'm just kidding. Okay, thank you.
And it's on the next committee report as well.
Okay. Thank you.
Move to approve the minutes from September 24th as amended.
There's a motion to approve the journal.
Second.
Second.
For September 25th as amended and seconded. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay. The journal is approved. Next is reports of select committees.
Speaker, this is Alice.
Congresswoman Goodfox, go ahead.
The Rules, Ethics, and Engrossment Committee met this morning regarding ONCR 2118, a resolution to revise the compensation and reimbursement allowance for boards and commissions of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2021 and 2022 to include the Community Development Financial Institution Board. The sponsor is Congresswoman Shaw. The final committee action was due pass as properly engrossed with yes votes from Keene and Goodfox, one absent, Bickhorst. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Any other select committee reports? Okay, hearing none. Standing committees.
Madam Speaker.
Congressman Bighorse. Good morning. Go ahead.
Good morning. Yes, ma'am. The Cultural Committee met on bill number ONCA 2198, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $45,479,544. And $5 million in restricted revenue reserved for the Wajajee Health Center and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Jody Rivard. On that date, we passed these sections with a due pass as amended. Section 12, Cultural Center. Section 13, Cultural Donations. Section 32, Historic Preservation. Section 38, Language. Section 42, Museum. Section 43, Museum Fund. And then the War Memorial and Tribal Cultural Advisory Committee were also reviewed and accepted on September the 8th. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, Congressman Bighorse.
Speaker.
Yes, Congressman Walker, go ahead.
Government Operations Committee met regarding bill number ONCA 21-104, an act to authorize and appropriate $180,000 to the Osage Nation Foundation to be administered and distributed as donations and arts matching grants and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Eli Potts. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Goodfox, Keene, Rebard, Bighorse, and Shaw. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 21-102, an act authorized and appropriate $20,000 to board appointed special advocates of Osage and Pawnee counties as a grant to benefit members of the Osage Nation and the community and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congressman Potts. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Goodfox, Keene, Rebard, Bighorse, and Shaw. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 2193, an act to provide an appropriation for the legislative branch of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $2,069,999 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Rebard. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Good Fox, Keene, Rebard, Big Horse, and Shaw. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 2192, an act to provide an appropriation to the Minerals Council for fiscal year 2022 in the amount of $1,257,723 and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Good Fox, Keene, Rebard, Big Horse, and Shaw. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 21-115, an act to amend the criminal code on crimes against persons to make it a crime to keep dangerous dogs unrestrained, to make dog owners liable for damages and subject to criminal penalties, and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Stabler. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Walker, Good Fox, Keene, Rebard, Big Horse, and Shaw. Committee also considered bill number ONCA 2195, an act to provide an appropriation to the executive branch of the Osage Nation in the amount of $40,842,292 in non-tribal funds and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Congresswoman Rebard. Committee action is due pass with amendments. Voting yes, Good Fox, Rebard, Shaw, Keene, Big Horse. And I stepped away for a minute and was absent during that vote. And that concludes, wait, there's one more. Committee also considered bill number ONCR 2117, a resolution to authorize and approve execution of a detention services agreement with the Sac and Fox Nation for fiscal years 2022 and 2023, and to authorize a limited waiver of sovereign immunity from suit. Sponsor is Speaker Pratt. Committee action is due pass. Voting yes, Good Fox, Keene, Rebard, Big Horse, and Shaw. I was absent for the vote. That concludes the committee reports from GovOps. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Walker. Congresswoman Stabler.
Thank you, Speaker. Health and Social Services Committee met and considered bill number ONCA 21-105, an act to amend the Osage Nation Health Benefit Act at 16 ONC subsection 3107 to include payment of Medigap Plan F and Part D deductibles and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsor is Eli Potts. Date of the meeting was September the 24th. The final committee action was a due pass. Voting results were Stabler, Lemon, Pratt, Big Horse, Tillman, and Walker in favor.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler. I believe that's all of the standing committee reports. General order day two.
Speaker.
Congressman Tillman.
Thank you. Yes, I'd like to make a motion at this time to withdraw ONCA 21-108.
Second. Baker.
A motion made and seconded to withdraw ONCA 21-108. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. Okay. 21-108 has been withdrawn. Thank you. We're now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCR 2118, a resolution to revise the compensation and reimbursement allowance for the boards and commissions of the Osage Nation for fiscal years 2021 and 2022 to include the Community Development Financial Institution Board. Congresswoman Shaw is the sponsor. How would you like to proceed?
Thank you, Speaker. I'll close. Madam Speaker, I'll close.
Okay. I'm back from wherever I just went in cyber world. Okay. Congresswoman Shaw, I apologize. You have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I'll close.
Okay. I thought I had asked and gave a moment of wait time to if anyone else wanted to debate. And then I think that's when I got lost. Would anyone else like to speak to this resolution? Okay, hearing none. Congresswoman Shaw, you have the floor.
Madam Speaker, thank you. ONCR 2118 is very straightforward and simply adds the compensation and reimbursement allowance for stipends and travel to the boards and commissions of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 21-22 for the new Community Development Financial Institution Board that has already been approved by Congress. So it simply includes them and approves their stipend for the year 21-22. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman Shaw. Excuse me. The question is, shall ONCR 2118 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Congressman Keene?
Yes.
Congresswoman Lemon?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rebard?
Yes.
Congresswoman Shaw?
Yes.
Congresswoman Stabler?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Speaker Pratt?
Yes. Okay, ONCR 2118 passes and we'll advance to enrollment. Next, who are on motions and notices?
Speaker Walker. Not sure if she's lost in cyberspace again, but GovOps will meet immediately following the session until noon. So let's start at 10:35.
All right. Thank you, Congressman. Second Speaker Rebard.
Yes. Hello, Speaker. Appropriations committee will meet at 1 o'clock until 5.
Okay. Thank you. I have the appointees who have returned their packet. So you all will assign them at this time so that you all can begin to address those appointments. I believe there is one who has not turned their packet back in yet, and I will get with the chair for them to make contact. Haley Kramer is assigned to the has been appointed to the Health Authority Board, and Cecilia Tallchief to the Health Authority Board. So Congresswoman Stabler. And then Jeff Hager has been appointed to the Gaming Enterprise Board. Frank Freeman to the Osage LLC Board. And Gary Weil to the Gaming Commission. Therefore, those are assigned to Congresswoman Shaw for Commerce, Gaming, and Land. And Carol Cleason has been appointed to the Gray Horse Village. So that's assigned to the Culture Committee. And Anita Fields as an alternate to the election board, and we have her information. So Congressman Walker, please to take care of that. And I believe that's it, except for there's one pending and we can follow up with that today. So, okay. If there are no other motions or notices, I want to discuss today. So GovOps will meet until 3, or tentatively until 3, but then appropriations would not begin until 3 p.m.
Speaker.
And Congressman Walker, go ahead.
Yeah, we changed that on Friday. GovOps meets until noon.
That's what was going on in my head while I was while I was reading it. You did change it.
Yes, Speaker, okay, we changed appropriations too. It's 1 to 5.
1 to 5. That's what I was thinking. Okay, yeah. So then I was thinking if you all would like, because we are trying to get bills voted on and over to Chief's office by tomorrow, end of day, I was going to propose that we get through the remainder of the committees and the business they have today, and then reconvene this evening in order to move through what we have and get them in a good place in order to prepare to vote on them for tomorrow, because that's a lot of would be a lot of movement for tomorrow and getting the bills engrossed and together. So how do you all feel about continuing to move through today and get whatever's out into a good position of voting for tomorrow, which would mean we would recess until whatever time appropriations ends today, and they are scheduled until 5, but that doesn't mean they will meet until 5. So it would be late afternoon, though, that we would come back in today for session. So discussion on that. Is everyone fine with that?
I'm in favor.
Madam Speaker.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I understand the need and the desire to get to that. However, I will be unavailable or do my best to be available this evening and this afternoon. I do have commitments for a funeral and will be in attendance there. So that will impact my attendance this afternoon.
Okay, thank you. And yes, I understand that. And also, as mentioned this morning, we have had loss in our districts and in our community. And therefore, that is another reason that I'm wanting to work through this, because I'm not sure when funerals will take place throughout the week. And I'm just trying to get things over to continue to move as along as though tomorrow is our drop date, with as much as possible addressing the possible need for a veto override. And that way we just get as much as we can over to the executive branch, and then we would just essentially be in a waiting period and then could address the appointments, and then that's it. So if a majority is in agreement to come back this evening, understanding that some may not be able to, then I would like to continue that for this afternoon. And like I said, it could be roughly around 5 p.m. or it could be a little sooner, and I will be in communication with you all and try to keep you as updated as possible. But if the majority is in agreement with that, then I would like to move forward. Okay.
Okay. Yes, call of the speaker.
Okay, thank you.
Second.
Motion is made and seconded to recess to the call of the chair. All those in favor say yes.
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 Any opposed say no. All right, thank you. We're in recess.
Hey, Alice, Jody.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, something came up right quick. First of all, you guys decide. I just had something come up. I probably won't be available at least for 2 hours. So, Alice, open your computer, get your documents ready to chair the meeting, pretty please, and thank you. Jody, are you in the office?
Yes, RJ, I'm here, and I'll just be on my phone from about 11 to 11:45, but I'll still be participating. Why, what's up?